I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show, and joining us this time around is Bill Harper, Executive Director of United Way of Greater Lorain County, and also Bobby Taylor with the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So I guess the two of you are working together. There's another
one. We are.
The collaborative. That's a big United Way is doing a lot of collaborating.
Collaborating, yes. And our latest one is called the Yes Zone, and this is the brainchild of Bobby Taylor and Boys and Girls Clubs of Lorain County, but there are a bunch of other partners there, and they're going to do great things in South Elyria.
Give us a little details. The Yes Zone.
Yes Zone, Youth Empowerment Services Zone. So we've identified 30 blocks in South Elyria that we'll give all the services to, total wraparound services. We have some great partners, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, of course, Boys and Girls Clubs, Catholic Charities, Elyria City Health District, Elyria City Schools, Elyria Parks and Rec, Elyria Public Library, Lakota, and of course United Way, and we're going to provide services to all 5th through 8th grade students that reside in the Yes Zone, those 30 block areas.
Bobby, where does all of this start? Does it start with an idea from you, or suddenly you've got all these different groups on board?
Yeah, back in 2009, we were exposed to what Jeffrey Canada was doing in Harlem with the Harlem Children's Zone, and that morphed into a federal program called the Promise Neighborhood. So we were exposed to that. Again, we were always working together, and then, of course, agencies were working individually. So we decided to use that model as a way to collaborate and do services together. And then at the same time, United Way was changing their focus to the collaborative model, and just collaboration was in the air. Mayor Brenda was doing an initiative with summer programming called the Reach and Rise. We're a part of that. So there was a lot of collaboration going on. And then over the past year, we've really honed in on the 5th through 8th grade population with our collaborative by the lead of United Way.
Yeah, it's the focus on middle school is a belief that often is our best last chance to really influence the academic career and eventually the life of a student.
Mm-hmm. How is it that you'll get the students involved?
Right.
The families, the parents, the people. Because if you have all of these services, got to get people to use them. How do you inspire that?
Yeah, definitely. One of the things that we've decided to do is each of our agencies are part of a work group. So the Parks and Rec and Boys and Girls Clubs part of a family and community outreach. So it's our job to go door to door, get the parents, get the children involved and engaged throughout the year, and expose them to all the services that are happening. So again, by collaborating, every entry point that a student participates in, if they're in schools, they'll hear about Yes Zones. If they're at the library, they'll hear about Yes Zones. Working with Lakota and the health district. So everyone's going to be talking the same language, talking about the collaborative and talking about the services.
Well, because as you talk about people coming together, it seems like many of these services may have already existed sort of independent of each other.
Right.
This is now a way that you'd sort of that one chance to know that many of these things go together.
Exactly. So the definition of success is beyond, did you get people into your doors? It is, are you really making a difference? Are you having the impact in the community? And so we'll be measuring that the same way with all the partners. We'll be measuring success the same way and then making changes as we need to make that happen. So it's a very different model, whereas in the past, we would have individual programs that, you know, they would communicate, they would refer to each other, but now they're working in concert.
Bobby, how was it that you came to the Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, well, it's a long, drawn-out story, but I was born and raised in South Elyria. Went away for college, so I was in Atlanta for about 6 years, graduated from Morehouse College, came back, and I was doing some volunteer work with the Lorain County Academy, which was in the same building as Boys and Girls Club. So I would do that during the day and then walk down to the end of the building to help the same kids and other kids after school. So I've been with the movement since 2001. There's been a lot of growth there from working with teens and working with technology to doing things regionally and nationally. And so I'm very fortunate to have this opportunity to bring this collaborative to my old neighborhood, to where I grew up. Bill Harper talked about success. One of the ways that we defined success when I was growing up is leaving South Elyria. You know, you were successful when you left South Elyria, and you were really successful when you never came back. So we want to change what success means. We want people to feel like you want to live in South Elyria, not just because you have to, but because of this great collaborative and the success that our kids and generations of kids and families will get from this collaborative work.
How can you measure that success with this program?
Well, it certainly starts, as Bruce pointed out, it certainly starts with reaching out into the community and touching the lives of these young people and their families. And then once you do that, you look at those individual outcomes. Are the kids doing well in school? Are they socially and emotionally well? Are they avoiding the kinds of behaviors that middle school students start to get involved in? All of those things are measurable, and then overall you look at the impact eventually in the community, because as you guys know, South Elyria has had challenges with crime, challenges with housing stock that isn't what it once was, problems in terms of just the economics of the neighborhood. And so eventually you can transform, and this is what Jeffrey Canada's vision was that Bobby picked up on, you can transform a geographic area from the ground up. And it's so much, so cool to listen up to Bobby's story in terms of his growing up there. It was reminding me of one of my board members, Keith Brown, who actually made the motion to go ahead and fund this. He's the director of human resources now at Lorain County Community College. He made the motion to fund this program after we had put the plan together. So it's neat that you have people who grew up in that neighborhood have their heart's still there, really moving this initiative forward.
We're talking today with Bill Harper from the United Way of Greater Lorain County, also Bobby Taylor from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Lorain County, about their Yes Zone Community Collaborative, Yes for Youth Empowerment Services. When does this begin, and how long does it continue? Does it follow like a school year, or what's the timeline for something like this?
Well, it's begun now. The last year was a planning grant that was implemented. So we were able to strategically come together, design the work groups, what are the outcomes, what are the outputs, all that. And so now after the approval, we're just going to go forward. And this is something that's going to happen year round for years to come. Again, transforming a neighborhood, a community, it's not something that happens overnight. So we're going to try some things. Some things may work. We'll retool.
Yep.
But this is a lifelong commitment.
Some of us have been in the nonprofit sector for a number of years. We've suffered in the past from what I call philanthropic attention deficit disorder. We want to do one thing and then we get tired of it. Then we go on to do something else because something new and sexy has come along. So what we've done here is, with our partners, we're making a commitment to really make this happen. So, we're all setting up shop there. We're not going to finish until those outcomes are really there for us, and we're transforming that community. So it's a long-term process.
And where would there be? Are there central locations, maybe main locations, where this is taking place?
Well, of course, it's all centered at the Boys and Girls Club's facility in South Elyria. That was a bold move by that agency a number of years ago, supported by the private sector especially. And so they've put their flagpole down there, and they're going to move that forward. But all the other agencies operate in that neighborhood. Lakota has a new place here in Elyria as well. So all not only have the physical facilities there, but also the people, especially working in that neighborhood.
Well, anytime you have a collaborative, it's a lot of people that are working. We have two of you here who kind of just represent this, but there's a lot of people involved. Do you think there's going to be a movement with volunteers or something like this, especially the people from the south part of Elyria who think, hey, it's about time, or I really want to help?
It's about developing that momentum. And one of the things that United Way did with Hands on Northeast Ohio a couple years ago, funded by both the Nord Family Foundation and the Community Foundation of Lorain County, was to start the Lorain County Volunteer Connection. And we already have volunteers working in the Yes Zone, at Boys and Girls Clubs. And, of course, Boys and Girls Club have been recruiting volunteers in that neighborhood for years and just building on that, developing the momentum that we need to move forward.
Well, we appreciate the two of you coming in.
And oh, my pleasure.
Some
oh,
of this definitely. Good news about what's going on with this program. Again, the Yes Zone Community Collaborative. I guess, Bobby, if people want to find out more about this or want to know what's the next step for them, what's a good place for them to kind of...
Well, they can always call 211. This is a great place for information referral. Or they can call our office, which is 440-277-6530, or call the Boys and Girls Club.
At 328-3226. And our main office is 440-775-CLUB, 775-2582. And, of course, you can go to the website and you can donate directly to the Yes Zone Collaborative right. with your donation to United Way.
That's right. It's not too late to get that tax deduction for this year. So you can go to UWLorainCounty.org for that.
I see you have them collaborating on different things, too. That's Bill Harvey, Executive Director, United Way of Greater Lorain County. Also, Bobby Taylor with the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County. Thanks for stopping in and sharing the good news this week.
My pleasure. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Yep.